Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
They heard of Jesus. Oh, that's wonderful. Heard of Jesus. They passed by and they cried out. And they said, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. Have we seen that before in our study? Well, we've heard a lot about mercy. Mercy and healing. And the multitude rebuked them. You know, you think when you hear something good about Jesus and you find out something good that everybody else would be happy too. But they're not. And I'll just warn you and caution you. You know, you hang around this bunch. We've even been called that rich church. And we all said, say it again. That rich church. Yep, that's us. And who goes to the rich church? The rich people. Yeah. Amen. Some people say that is a bad thing, don't they? Oh, that's rich people. That's those rich. That's that rich preacher. Boy, if they only knew, if they only checked my account some days. But then other days, when you live by faith, amen, you learn to sow it all if the Lord says sow it. Right. Amen. Amen. But you know there's harvest time coming too. And we always have plenty. One thing about being a pipe that's always flowing a big volume. That pipe's always full. Right? A lot's flowing through there, but at any given time, the pipe is full too. That's the privilege and blessing of being a giver and being somebody God can use to meet other people's needs. But if you do, people will talk about you. You'll be persecuted for believing. I see people laughing and nodding their heads all over while you already been experiencing some of this, haven't you? And healing, if you believe in healing and miracles. Are you talking tongues? Some folk will look at you narrowly. Oh, you're one of them. You go to that church. You go, yeah, the rich church. The Holy Ghost, tongue talking, healing, miracle, rich church. Why wouldn't you want to go to that church? You sure wouldn't want to go to the dead, sick, broke church, would you? Well, then what's wrong with the full of power talking in tongues, healing and miracle in rich church? All churches ought to be such. All churches. And it makes no difference what denomination, makes no difference what name or what history. Any group that'll start believing the word and start acting on it, God will do that in their church. Don't care what's on the door. Don't care what's on the sign. We've seen it. What was it? I don't know. A few years ago, we were up in New England area. And I spoke in a church. I was the first guest speaker they had outside their denomination in 50 years. And while I was up there, I was wondering, what am I doing here? These folk, they weren't charismatic and they weren't folk that professed believing in healing and miracles and or any of these things or talking in tongues. And we're in a great big cathedral, stained glass windows, very reserved. I won't tell all that, but there was some interesting things. They wanted me to go through like three committees before I spoke, and then committees afterwards to talk about what I had spoken, and just very, very too many committees. Amen. But in a way, it worked out. And I tell you what, we had an altar call that evening, and people got healed. And people got filled with the Spirit. And that was all very quiet. But we're standing out on the great stone steps Sunday, the following morning. And people would come and very orderly and shaking hands. And people would lean up to me and they'd go, "I was healed last night, brother. Thank you." I walk on down. And somebody say, "I spoke in tongues last night. Thank you." I just said, "Praise God. Thank you." I don't care where you are, who your name is, if you'll believe God and receive, miracles will happen. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Keep reading. The multitude rebuked them. They weren't happy about it. They should hold their peace, that they should shut up. But they cried the more. They said more and louder, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do to you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. God is love. Jesus' ministry is love in action. Amen? Get this. Love heals. I said love heals. They asked for mercy. We studied this last week, didn't we? With the 10 lepers. They asked for mercy. What'd they get? Healing. We see numerous times where people cried out, "Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us." And what did they want? They wanted healing. Well, why didn't they ask for healing? Well, they asked for mercy. Not once did Jesus correct them and say, "Well, I thought you want healing. You want healing? Why are you asking for mercy?" No, they asked for mercy. They got healing. Why? Healing is a mercy. And God is the Father of mercies. Mercies, plural. There is saving mercy. There's forgiving mercy. There's cleansing mercy. There's healing mercy. Amen. Thank God there's provisional mercy. We talked about that last week. God will bail you out. Financially and materially. Even when you've messed yourself up. Can't even blame it on the devil. Just you being dumb. Even still, if you'll fall on your face and ask God to have mercy on you and forgive you. Mercy. See, you don't need mercy when you've done everything right. You need mercy when you've messed up. When if you get what's coming to you, you're not going to come out well. When people say, "What did I ever do to deserve this?" And the answer is lots. Plenty. You don't want to talk about what you deserve. You want to talk about how Jesus took what He didn't deserve in your and my place so we could get the good things we didn't deserve, but still get to enjoy them by mercy. You know, sometimes God do something good for us, material or financial, and say, "Well, you know, y'all deserve it. Y'all have worked hard." I don't even like to hear that. I said, I don't even like to hear that. Someone said, "Well, if you worked hard, you deserve it." No, I don't deserve it. Why am I blessed? God is good. I said, God is good. He's gracious. You can't earn a healing. I had a lady one time in, I guess it was Indiana, we were having a meeting there, and she accosted us and wrote this note, and then she said, "You know, I don't understand. You know, my aunt was a wonderful woman, loved the Lord, baked pies and cakes and visited sick people, you know, and why wouldn't the Lord heal her?" And I said, "Well, what has her got being a good woman got to do with her being healed?" She looked at me like I'd slapped her. She said, "Well, I said, what has it got to do with it? What has being a good person got to do with being saved? Going to heaven? Ain't nobody going to heaven because they're a good person. And ain't nobody in hell for a sin. There was a guy, a fellow that was flying with me one time, and he was smoking and he was doing some other things and that he was kind of embarrassed about when he was around me. And finally I told him, we were riding in the elevator and I looked at him. He said, you know, he'd pulled out a cigarette and you know, and he felt bad. He said, I'm sorry. And he put them back up. And I said, look, I said, ain't nobody in hell for smoking Marlboros. He said, yeah. I said, ain't nobody in hell for drinking Jack Daniels. I said, there's nobody in hell for stealing or killing. He looked at me like, I know you've lost your mind now. I mean, that's why people go to hell. No, nobody is in hell for that. People are in hell because they have refused Jesus. Jesus paid the price for lying and stealing and any vile thing or any wrong thing. He has already paid the price. Did you hear me? And I don't care how bad or vile a person is, if they'd receive Jesus and believe and receive their forgiveness and cleansing, they're not going to hell for those sins. So really, those sins didn't put them there. The people that are in hell, those sins didn't put them there. It was their refusing Jesus. That's what put them there. And there's nobody in heaven because they live such a perfect life and because they're so good and because they're so wonderful. No. Now, you'll get rewards for doing good works, but no amount of good works can get you or I into heaven. Jesus had to buy it and pay for it and give it to us. And I'm going. How about you? I'm not going to hell. I'm not paying for any of my sins. Jesus already paid for them. I'm going to heaven. Anybody going with me? Oh, it's wonderful. You got to go. You got to go. You can't miss heaven. I'm going. I'm going. And I'm not going to be met at the pearly gates by St. Peter with a pair of balanced scales.
Amen.
And he's going to say, well, now let's see. If Brother Keith had enough good works, more good works than he did bad, and if the good works outweigh the bad, then, ooh, sorry, if you'd have had a few more good works, you could have got again. But nope, nope, can't, gotta go down. Now, I doubt seriously if Peter's going to meet you at the gate at all. And he's certainly not going to have any balance scales.
Amen.
Jesus took all the sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He took the place of judgment. He's paid the price. And even if I hadn't done everything right, I'm going to heaven. Because he did. He did do everything right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blind Men Near Jericho, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1031. That's R-1031, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory.